Praise the Lord. Message number 146. The title of the message is Faith, Part 3. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And let's read verse 20, and verse 21, and verse 22. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your word that you send always on time to satisfy and to give us our needs. Oh God, I pray that the message shall fulfill your purpose in our life and the life of your church and each and every congregation. And Lord, you will draw people near to you. Oh God, use this message mightily, Lord, for your glory. I pray, oh God, that this message will help those who listen to understand your will and also to answer certain questions in their heart. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue today. In this message, we speak about faith, and we know that faith must be accompanied by action and by deed. Obedient deeds is what the Lord expects from each and every one of us. Hebrews 11:20 say, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. We know that Jacob has two sons, twin. The eldest is Esau and the younger is his name Jacob. And we know that Jacob was able to get the firstborn that is belong to Esau. He took it from Esau when he deceived him. And also, when the time had come for Isaac to bless Esau, Jacob also was able to take his blessings. The point here, even Isaac was deceived. When he called Esau to bless him, he told him, go and prepare the food that I like. Rebekah heard that, and she went and told his son Jacob to go and bring certain food, and she will prepare it, and he will go to his father and pretend to be Esau, and he put some goatskin on his hands to disguise himself, and he went to his father, and finally Isaac blessed Jacob. And after he blessed Jacob, he left Jacob and Esau came. Even when Isaac came to know that Jacob came and took the blessing of Esau, Isaac did not change his words, or did not, and he did not change his mind. But he stood with the Lord. What Jacob did is not correct, but God intentionally allowed that the blessing that ordained for Esau as a firstborn will be taken away from him for a certain purpose, and we'll explain it. Isaac, he knew that, and he stood with the Lord. You know, sometimes we go with our feelings and our emotions. Even when Isaac wanted to do what is right, to bless his firstborn Esau, God did not allow it. He was not upset or sad, but he stood with the Lord. You know, when Esau came and he told his father, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau," in book of Genesis chapter 27 verse 33, we will read what Isaac answered Esau. Isaac trembled violently and said, he was upset about it, but what he said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came, and I blessed him, and indeed he will be blessed." Isaac confirmed to Esau that he really blessed the person who came before him, and indeed he will be blessed. Verse 34, when Esau heard his father's words, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." Isaac, he knew that very well, that Jacob came deceitfully and took the blessing of his brother Esau. Esau said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? He has deceived me these two times. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing." Then he asked, haven't you reserved any blessing for me?" He's asking, "You can't bless me. You have only one blessing." Let us read the answer of Isaac in book of Genesis 27 and verse 37. Isaac answered Esau, "I have made him lord over you, and have made all his relatives his servants, and I have sustained him with grain and new wine. So what can I possibly do for you, my son?" He told him, "I blessed him, and the blessing he received, and I made him over you, and I cannot do anything about it." Isaac realized that is the judgment of God on Esau. Why God allowed this, and why Isaac stood firm and agreed with the Lord? Let us read the reason. Because we need to act by faith, not by our emotion. Book of Genesis chapter 26 and verse 34 and 35. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and also Basmath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. He was disobedient to his parent, disobedient to God's will, and disobedient to the word of God. So that's why when such incident happened and God allowed it, Isaac understood that God is disciplining Esau and taking his blessing away so that he will realize his sin. In book of Genesis chapter 28, and let us read verse 6 and 7. Now Esau learned that Isaac had blessed Jacob and had sent him to Padan Aram to take a wife from there, and that when he blessed him, he commanded him, "Do not marry a Canaanite woman," and that Jacob had obeyed his father and mother and had gone to Padan Aram. verse 8, Esau then realized how displeasing the Canaanite woman were to his father Isaac. So now he realized it is not his brother who took his blessing. It is not Isaac. It is not Rebekah who helped Jacob, but God himself, as judgment to his wrong doing. Did he repent? Esau, let's read Genesis 28 verse 9. So he went to Ishmael and married Mahalath, the sister of Nebaioth and daughter of Ishmael, son of Abraham, in addition to the wives he already had. He did not correct himself. He did more worse things against God and against his parents. Let's read also Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15 and 16 and 17 about Esau. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. Esau did not repent. He sought the blessing, but he was not seeking the face of God. He did not repent. And that's why God allowed his blessing will be taken away from him and will be given to his brother. We will continue Hebrews 11 and verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. We know that that Jacob have 12 sons, and we know also that Reuben is the first born for Jacob. But now what we read here, that he blessed each of Joseph's son. Why Reuben or his children, Jacob did not put them in the first of his, why he did not put them in the first of his children? Because Reuben is the first born. Let's read what Reuben did. He did something wrong, and Jacob would not allow him to receive the inheritance of the firstborn. Let's read Genesis chapter 35, verse 22. When Israel was living in that region, Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. He did something disgraceful. So he was excluded from the privilege of being the firstborn son. And also, let's read Genesis chapter 49, verses 3 and 4, when Jacob was blessing his children, what he prophesied or spoke about Reuben. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first son of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power, turbulent as the water, you will no longer excel, for you went up unto your father's bed, unto my couch, and defiled it. because he had done wrong, disgraceful things, his blessing as a firstborn was taken away from him. And then how it came to go to Joseph? Now, why not to Judah or Levi or to Simeon? Let's read book of Genesis chapter 37 and verse 5-7 about Joseph. Why the right of the firstborn was given to Joseph? Why the double portion or the double share had been given to Joseph? We will read book of Genesis chapter 37 verse 5 to verse 11. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brother said to him, "Do you intend to rule over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind that had happened. When Joseph was still young adult, but Jacob kept that thing that had happened in his mind. And finally, days and after days, and we know the events, that even Joseph was betrayed with his brothers, and they told his father that he died and killed by animal or beast, whatever the story they made. But finally, we know that the brother of Joseph and his father, they went down to Egypt, and they found Joseph, their second in rank to Pharaoh, and then he was the one to take care of them. He was the one to help them and to administer to them and to help them in their plea and in their famine and in their hardship. So that what was given in a dream to Joseph, it come true. Then Jacob would realize that the dream that Joseph received was from the Lord. And that's why he blessed Joseph's two children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And in order for Joseph to receive the double portion or the double share, Jacob, he have to adopt the two children of Joseph that were born to him in Egypt. Let's read Book of Genesis and chapter and chapter 48. I will read verse 1 to verse 22. How it came that Jacob blessed the two of Joseph's son. We will read that. Sometime later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. So he get up to not only to receive his son Joseph and to receive his two kids, Manasseh and Ephraim, but to worship the Lord and do the work of God. And that is what is written in Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer the parts of your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to the Lord. This is your spiritual act of worship. So he got up, even as an old man, he rallied on the bed to do the work of God. Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, 'I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers and make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you.' Now then, your two sons born to you in Egypt before I came to you here will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are mine. Any children born to you after them will be yours. In the territory they inherit, they will be reckoned under the names of their brothers. As I was returning from Paddan, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephraim, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there beside the road to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, 'Who are these?' 'They are the sons God has given me here,' Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, 'Bring them to me so I may bless them.' Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his two sons, his sons, close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too.' Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh on his left toward Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was younger. And crossing his arm, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn." Jacob remembered what God did. And this does not mean that Ephraim will be blessed and Manasseh not. That means But Jacob did, Lord, let your will be done. Not my will, not our tradition, not the things of man, but the things of God shall be ordained. Today, as I'm going to do your will and bless my son Joseph, who obey you by blessing his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Then he blessed Joseph and said, may the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth. When Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. So he took hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to him, no, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people, and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants will become a group of nation. He blessed them that day and said, in your name will Israel pronounce this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. So he put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you and take you back to the land of your fathers, and to you, as one who is over your brothers, I give the ridge of land I took from the Amorite with my sword and my bow. So here we find clearly that Isaac blessed Joseph by blessing his two sons in obedience to God's word. And he blessed Ephraim, and he blessed Manasseh. He blessed Ephraim and make him greater than Manasseh, not for any reason, but just to confirm that, Lord, your will be done, not of anyone will or plan. And we will read also how when Jacob, before he died, he gathered all his sons and he also blessed them. We will read that in book of Genesis chapter 49 and verse 22 to verse 26. We will read here the blessing of Jacob to Joseph. Again, he confirmed it, that he put him ahead of his brothers. Genesis chapter 49, verse 22 to verse 26. Joseph is a fruitful vine, near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. With bitterness, archers attack him. They shoot at him with hostility. He is speaking here about how he suffered because of jealousy. But his bow remains steady. His strong arms stayed limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with the blessings of the heavens above, blessing of the deep that lies below, the blessing of the breast and womb. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessing of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the old age hills. Let all this rest on the head of Joseph, on the bow of the prince among his brothers. Now here it confirmed that really Jacob, by faith, he is doing the will of God by blessing and confirming the blessing of God on the obedient person. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22, by faith Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. Before we speak about how Joseph gave the instructions about his bones, we speak about Jacob and how he spoke about the instruction of his bones and his body to be buried in the promised land. Book of Genesis chapter 47 verse 28 to verse 31. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I find favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I arise with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried. I will do as you say," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. Jacob refused to be buried in Egypt, refused the worldliness, the world, but he was looking forward to his inheritance, to the promised land that the Lord had called him to be with him forever. For us, the promised land is heaven, the salvation of God, the Jerusalem that is coming down from heaven. We are called by God to live there. Therefore, we reject the world and we live our life looking forward and truly. When Jacob died, Joseph took permission from Pharaoh, and they went with their chariots. They embalmed the body of Jacob, and he was finally buried in the promised land, in the same cave of Machpelah that Abraham bought, and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Rebekah, they were buried there. Jacob also was buried there. In the book of Genesis chapter 50, now that was the practice of Jacob. Joseph also, he gave instruction that when he will die, he wanted that his bone to be taken at the time of Exodus and to be buried in the promised land. You know, that is faith. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from the Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. Let's read book of Genesis 50 verse 22 to verse 26. Joseph stayed in Egypt along with all his father's family. He lived 110 years and saw the third generation of Ephraim's children. Also the children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were placed at birth on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely come to you and aid you and take you up out of this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph made the son of Israel swear an oath and said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up from this place. So Joseph died at the age of 110, and after they embalmed him, he was placed in a coffin in Egypt. So he was telling them and assure them that the Lord will remember them and will take them back to the promised land that he had a promise for them. So Joseph was telling them, don't put your eyes or mind or thought in Egypt, in the worldly things. This is not your place. And the same here. We should not took our eyes from the heavenly things and put them on the worldly things. Put in your mind that sooner or later heaven is waiting for us. Don't live for pleasure. Don't live for worldliness. Don't look after money. Don't run for worldly things. But fix your eyes to the promise that God had given to you, the eternal life in Christ Jesus and the place in heaven. And truly, after around 400 years, Exodus happened. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 19, Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He has said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. So here we found that God is confirming his word that he spoke through Joseph, and Moses took the bones of Joseph, and that is a confirmation to the message and confirmation to the mission of Moses to bring the Israelites according to God's will from the world, from Egypt, into the promised land. And finally, we can read the book of Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32. and Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the tract of land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants. Now here we can see very beautifully God is watching for his word to be fulfilled. God is confirming his promise to his people. God building faith in each and everyone's heart and mind and thought to live in obedience unto him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your living word that bring life and revival in us. Lord, I pray that the message will be a source of encouragement and inspiration to your people to follow you and walk faithfully in your ways. Oh God, the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in our lives, life of your church and your people, that will inspire us to do your will and fulfill the mission and the work that you entrust to each and every one of us. Lord, increase the faith that we can see your promise will come true, even around us difficulties, hardship, persecution, oppression, abuse, also enslavement, injustice. But Lord, give us faith. Faith that will help us, O God, to receive your promises and walk faithfully, victoriously in your ways. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.